This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to Intercom Sports Radio 610 Ion Houston. I'm Landry Locker of In the Loop, which you can hear 10 to 2 Monday through Friday right here on Sports Radio 610. I'm joined by a very, very special guest on behalf of Comcast Cares. The executive director of the PTSD Foundation, David Malsby, joins Ion Houston. Mr. Malsby, it's a pleasure to have you joining the show. We very much appreciate your time.
And we appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about what's going on at Camp Hope and PTSD Foundation.
Tell us a little bit about that, because we know how important veterans are in supporting the veterans. First of all, before we get into Camp Hope and everything going on with the PTSD Foundation, just let the people know basically what PTSD is. I know we have a good idea of it, but just what exactly PTSD is, how it impacts people in their everyday lives on a daily basis.
Sure. Well, 10 years ago when we started kind of being some boots on the ground, as it were, with the our combat vets, if you'd asked the typical person what PTSD was, they wouldn't have had a clue. Today, at least, they've heard the terminology before, but there's a lot of misconception out there about what it is. What we have seen in our combat vets and families struggling with it, it's just that recurrence of the trauma continuing to happen in their brain, and they don't quite know how to shut that down. And so we come along and we try to help our vets, their families who are struggling with it, identify those things that trigger it. It could be like sporting events, fireworks, that type of thing that they're not expecting. It can cause them some embarrassing moments sometimes. So dealing with large crowds, again, sporting events comes into play an awful lot. But we're trying to help them learn how to find those triggers, what sets them into a bad place, and how to better cope with that than the series of choices they've been making.
Landry Locker joined by David Malsby, the executive director of the PTSD Foundation, on behalf of Comcast Cares. I'm always into statistics on my show, and as I look at some of the statistics regarding PTSD, they're very astonishing. 250,000 Vietnam vets have been lost to suicide since the end of the war. There's a study that shows 1.3 suicides daily among those still wearing a uniform. When you look at these numbers, man, it's astonishing just seeing just not only how much it impacts people, but how much it impacts people to a point where they can't even take it anymore.
Yeah, it's horrifying, truly. If some news event breaks out in the country or around the world, really, about, say, for instance, a so-called mass shooting where multiple people are shot and killed, we'll talk about that for days, even months. And we're losing more than 20 every single day.
Man.
Every single day. That's over, you know, something like 7,000 a year. And no one has a plan for it. The government sure doesn't. It's the community's got to step up and take care of our vets better than the government is right now.
And I know you and your company, the PTSD Foundation, along with Comcast, have done a lot of things to make that possible, to take care of these vets. What are some of the stuff we have going on that can help these vets? Camp Hope is one that sticks out the most. I know we've been a partner with them for a while, and it's a 6-month program basically where vets suffering from PTSD can go get some help. Tell us about that program.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've brought in a lot of other national nonprofits to see what we're doing, and they all agree no one's doing what's happening here in Houston through Camp Hope. Nobody in the country is doing what we do. We bring them in, house them, take care of everything, live with them. It's a 7-day-week program, basically, and it costs them absolutely nothing. We bring in the spouse and the children, which, again, nobody else in the country is able or willing to do. It's all free because this great community that we live in called Houston, that just when they hear about the need, they step forward and find a way to meet that need. So Camp Hope is the 6-month residential program. That's where, again, we live with guys. We also run support groups from coast to coast, just like a AA type support type group meeting. But here we live with them, take care of everything, feed them. They need legal assistance. We find legal assistance. If they need other issues, we network that out.
And how much have you seen, you know, this program, talking about the PTSD Foundation with the help of Comcast, how much have you seen this program positively benefit some of the veterans that have come into contact with it and had the luxury of being able to experience it?
You know, people ask us quite often, how do you measure success? And part of that's a very difficult, convoluted answer.
Especially with something like this.
But part of it is very simple. We want them to live one more day. And I know that sounds to some as a little over the top, but genuinely, truly, we take phone calls when guys are sliding the bullet in the chamber or lining up their meds and what they think to be the most lethal and painless way to bring an end to what they're experiencing. So if we can just keep them alive for one more day and get them through that momentary crisis, then we can begin to work on not just saving the life, but changing the life in a very dramatic way. And as you see that take place, sometimes it takes 2 months before you even see a smile cross their face. Sometimes it takes a while, but it's one of the most gratifying motivational things you'll ever experience, seeing that life change take place in their eyes.
David Malsby, Executive Director of the PTSD Foundation, joined by Landry Locker of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. You know how much this community, and one of the great things about Houston, is just how much people like to help. We see it all the time. They like to help. They like to help veterans. They like to help their brothers and the people that live in this city. How can the people listening right now on Intercom's Eye on Houston help with the PTSD Foundation and all the stuff you going on, because we love to help here in Houston. Tell the people how they can put their helpful hearts to action.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because people love to, you know, I support the troops, and they got the little bumper sticker on the car, yeah, which is great. I'm all for it, 100% for it. But if you really want to support troops, then you've got to help them make that transition home. And that means sometimes you got to roll up sleeves, be willing to get your hand dirty. For some, it's just writing a check. For some, it's coming out and volunteering. Child care, that type of thing, when we have family groups and bring in children. Sometimes it's people coming out to change flowers and clean out flower beds or paint sheetrock in a house. There's a thousand different ways, and I encourage people to go to our website, ptsdusa.org. There's a volunteer list there. It's probably got 75 or 80 different things that they can point out. These are things I have some interest in. This is my time frame, and we can work with you to find a way that helps you get your hands involved in what's going on.
And this is PTSDUSA.com, you said?
.org.
.org. Okay, mm-hmm. So PTSDUSA.org if you want to help out. What are some other stuff, some other activities you got going on? Because I know Camp Hope is one of those, but what is some other stuff and events that your company, PTSD Foundation, along with Comcast, have going on to support our troops?
Well, amazing thing that happens at our place is we operate solely on individuals, small companies, large companies like Comcast come in and do certain things to help us, and it all adds up. We don't run a fundraiser. We don't have a fundraising program, staff, budget. We have nothing. It's all about people who hear our story and help share that story. And so we have a constant amount of a wide array of events that go on around Houston and across the country that are in support of us, but that's individuals or companies doing their fundraisers and writing us the check. Comcast has certainly been a very big part of what happens in our organization for the last 7 years. They've been amazing partners, from writing checks to bringing out hundreds of volunteers at a time, half a mile of fence around our property that they put up for us, painted, stained for us, all kinds of playground equipment for the kiddos. They've helped in so many different ways.
And what about, because I like to get a little bit of a sense of the people behind these great causes, because the cause speaks for itself. And again, for more information, PTSDUSA.org. David Malsby, the executive director of the PTSD Foundation, with us. What made you take on this project and become a part of such a great cause? Is there anything specific from your background that had you drawn to this? Why is PTSD and helping those in need so important to you?
Well, I don't have a military background. I'm one of the few around our place. We're a peer-to-peer program, so all of our staff that runs our program are all vets.
You are what they call a civilian.
Yes, I am.
I'm very familiar with that term.
I'm the butt of every joke around our campus.
I am an ate-up civilian to most of my military buddies.
Exactly. But, yeah, so they do the program as one guy helping another. But for me, I did work for a Marine who lost his legs in 1971 in Quang Nam Province, Vietnam. I worked for him for about 10 years, met an awful lot of vets across the country. Then it was about 10 years ago this time, actually, that I became aware of what was going on and confronted with an opportunity. Hey, can you help this organization launch and start doing what we think will work? So I took the challenge, started walking the streets of downtown, meeting homeless vets and hearing their stories. Why are you here? What's going on? What led you here? And how can we help? And a short little period of time, we started having two or three individual meetings, and then it became the first group, and now we're running across the country.
You might be a civilian, but you're still a hero to me, to say the very least. 10 years, you've been doing this for 10 years as well?
Correct.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for your service.
It's been my honor,
I tell you. No, we very much appreciate it. We are very, very much in favor of the cause you got going. This is David Malsby, the executive director of the PTSD Foundation, along with Comcast Cares. For more information, go to PTSDUSA.org. Mr. Malsby, honor and a pleasure. Love your cause. Thank you very much for all the work you do.
Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
This has been Eye on Houston Intercom. I'm Landry Locker. You can hear In the Loop 10 to 2 Monday through Friday on Sports Radio 610. For more information on how you can help vets, how you can get involved in the PTSD Foundation, go to PTSDUSA.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.